What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking Atlanta United, getting you ready for Atlanta and Chicago tomorrow night, Atlanta and Charlotte on Saturday night. We'll be back to talk about all of that next week. We're also talking about silly season. Silly season is a fascinating time in the soccer world, and it varies country to country. It varies kind of window to window. So right now in the summer, you have the offseason going on for the major European leagues. So it is a longer window and a longer silly season. That means it can get sillier. In Major League Soccer, you'll have about a month's time to add players. Now, there have been announcements about players who are coming into teams, like Enea Mihai, who is going to be a center back for Atlanta United. He can't play in matches until that Seattle match when the window opens. But you can go ahead and get deals done. In Europe, deals are happening. In South America, deals are happening. Players are moving. Pumas, for example, is trying to bring in Keylor Navas, the legendary Costa Rican goalkeeper. They brought in Pedro Vite from Vancouver Whitecaps. They're trying to bring in Navas, and Atlanta United will be playing Pumas in the League's Cup. We'll get into the League's Cup down the line. That's a whole nother topic for another day. Let's get into silly season, because there is a very important angle related to Atlanta United going on right now in Europe. Now, on the Atlanta United front, the only other news that has come up as of late has been the Edwin Mosquera move on loan to Millonarios in Colombia. It is a loan with an option to buy. His contract is up shortly, so this gives Millonarios an opportunity to see Mosquera and see if it's somebody that they want to sign to a new deal. So stay tuned on that one. We'll have to see where that goes. But Thiago Almada has been a topic of conversation on a couple different fronts. He is a Botafogo player still technically today. He played on loan with Lyon in France in the second half of the season, the first half of 2025. He won the Copa Libertadores with Botafogo before that, then went on loan to Liga and Lyon. And Lyon nearly got relegated to the second division in France. They actually did, and on appeal, they were able to keep their spot in the first division. John Texter is the owner of both Botafogo and Lyon and other clubs too under his Eagle Football Holdings. So the news came out today that Atletico Madrid have reached an agreement to sign Thiago Almada from Botafogo. Now, that was announced on their social media accounts and on their website. They reached the agreement to sign him on a permanent basis, so it's not a loan, and it's still subject to the player undergoing his medical and signing a contract. So they've agreed to everything. It's just not done in paper yet, and he's got to do his medical tests. He scored 2 goals in 20 appearances at Lyon during the Liga season, playing in the Europa League as well. Now, remember, Botafogo signed Thiago Almada in a deal from Atlanta United in June of 2024. It feels like forever ago, but it was a year ago. This was a $21 million deal with lots of other things on it that could make it go different directions. Now, there has been talk as of late because reporting came out about a month ago or so that FIFA in a tribunal officially sanctioned Botafogo for not paying Atlanta United for the transfer of Thiago Almada. The player is not at fault. It has nothing to do with Thiago. The transfer doesn't get revoked or any of that. I think there's been some very inaccurate speculation around that. The agreement was that the deal would be paid out in installments. According to the reports in Europe, installments over quarterly payments. Well, Botafogo's had cash flow issues to the point that players were not getting paid their Copa Libertadores victory bonuses. So they had issues making these payments. In February, according to the European reports, FIFA had already ordered Botafogo to pay $10 million to Atlanta United following a complaint that had been lodged by Atlanta United. Botafogo failed to comply to that. So then about a month ago, there was a second ruling in the FIFA tribunal. Botafogo were told to settle the full $21 million fee plus $150,000 in interest with immediate effect. I think they had 45 days to get it done. So does that relate to him going to Atleti? No, because he's a Botafogo player and that's not going to get revoked. But there are a couple other things that have come out around this. Atlanta United provided a statement about the situation. They said all conditional compensation terms under the Almada transfer agreement have been achieved for a total fee of $25 million after an original guaranteed $21 million. While Atlanta United retains a sell-on fee for any future transfer of Almada by Botafogo, they can't comment on the rumored transfer to Atleti, which is still a rumor because it's not done, even though Atleti's talked about it. So that's the statement. So that means the $21 million was the guarantee. That was the transfer fee. There were add-ons, which are typical in transfers, whether the player meets certain criteria, whether they score or do certain stats, whether they win certain things. I'm assuming Copa Libertadores winning that was part of this. So that's an additional $4 million. So FIFA's already said you got to pay the $21 million plus interest. Now they've got to pay, Botafogo's got to pay an additional $4 million. And when this transfer goes through, which is being reported as, I mean, it's a very convoluted deal depending on who you're reading, and we'll see what gets announced about it. It sounds like Atleti is basically buying half of the registration fee, or the card, the registration pass, as they like to say, buying 50% of that for a down payment. And then if they keep him, they can buy Botafogo's 50% out for a reduced fee. And it's a very complicated deal between Atleti and Botafogo, but Atlanta United will be due a sell-on fee for Botafogo selling him to Atleti. The important things are, the deal is more than $21 million now. It's $25 million. So Botafogo is going to have to pay that up too. They still have to pay everything else up. There has been an appeal in the process. So even though FIFA said 45 days when the tribunal ruled on this, Botafogo, John Texter, Eagle Football Holdings appealed. So now I don't know the timing of the appeal or how all this goes. Atlanta United is going to get their money. When, I don't know. Case is ongoing on that. So when you start to do the math and what it sounds like and what's being reported and what this could be, start to think about what that sell-on fee could be. It sounds like ultimately Atlanta United could make around $30 million on the Thiago Almada transfer in this transfer, in this move, with the sell-on fee, with the conditional fees as part of the transfer and the guaranteed portion of the transfer. And they're going to get some interest out of it too, since Botafogo hasn't paid yet. So add on a little bit extra, add on another $150,000, according to the FIFA tribunal. That would make it right around the most expensive outgoing transfer in league history. Jean Duran going to Aston Villa, that one got jacked up because of the sell-on fee when he went to Saudi Arabia for a crazy amount of money. He's actually leaving Saudi Arabia, which is crazy situation for this guy who's not even 23 years old yet, and he's moving from MLS to England to Saudi Arabia and now to Turkey. Good luck, Jean Duran. So I think the Jean Duran one might end up being ahead of the Thiago Almada one, But Atlanta United, I think it was around $16 million was the transfer fee to bring him in from Vélez, according to reports in 2022. You're going to not quite double that. Really good deal for Atlanta United. And yes, they will get paid. And no, they're not going to be able to pull him back because Botafogo didn't pay. But they're going to make some extra money on the move from Almada from Botafogo to Atletico Madrid.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's interesting when you start talking about this and silly season and how it relates to Major League Soccer and other teams, Almada's arrival in Madrid with Atleti could coincide with the possible departure of Rodrigo De Paul to Miami. Sources have told ESPN that DePaul's exit is down to the transfer fee between the two. DePaul's already said, yes, I will go. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He hasn't signed a contract extension. They want to move him now, Atleti, because they don't want to lose him for nothing. There's been talk about a $15 million transfer. I don't think there is any way possible that Miami could get Rodrigo De Paul on a non-designated player situation here. I don't know how they're going to get him if they already have three designated players, because they do. So I don't know what this looks like. Is there going to be a rule change? There's been talk about it. There's been rumors about it. Is there going to be some very fuzzy math? That's happened before. So, like, I don't know. If Miami gets Rodrigo De Paul, that's a scary move for the rest of the league, because one of the things that they have needed over the Lionel Messi time in Miami has been somebody in the engine room in the midfield who can complement him and can protect some of the frailties of some of the older legs in the team. Rodrigo De Paul is 31 years old. El Motorcito, he can absolutely protect some of the frailties. He's one of the best central midfielders in the world. It would be an incredible signing, and he would come because he wants to play with his friend Lionel Messi. He's been his bodyguard. Not literally. Messi had a bodyguard who's not in MLS games anymore. Maybe that's why you need DePaul. I don't know. We'll find out. But if we get that move done, MLS brings in DePaul, the rest of the Eastern Conference is going to really, really struggle with this Miami team, who has been really good this season. Better than maybe they've gotten credit for at times. Other MLS moves in silly season that are done or being talked about right now. Aaron Long is out for the rest of the season due to a ruptured Achilles tendon for LAFC. They're going to have to go out and replace him. They're going to have to go get a center back. That was announced today. We'll see what LAFC can do in terms of bringing in a starting level center back, as they are chasing a title. They are chasing trophies. Charlotte, they have transferred striker Patrick Adjumon, U.S. men's national team striker as well. He's gone to Derby County in the English Championship. Club record fee, and yes, Charlotte will retain a sell-on percentage, which, by the way, is very, very typical at this point. Sell-on percentages are almost always included in deals. Very rarely you'll see a club pay more up front to not have a sell-on percentage, but it's almost always happening. It almost always happens in outgoing MLS deals. New York City, they've transferred defender Burke Risa. He has gone to Norwegian top flight side Molde. That was announced yesterday. Columbus Crew have been busy. They extended their loan with Andres Herrera, the fullback from River Plate. That's been extended another year through June of 26. And they have acquired midfielder Hugo Picard from Guingamp, the second division team in France. He was the league leader in assists last season in the French second division. He is coming to Columbus. Dallas has moved on from Leo Chu, formerly of Seattle. He has gone to Portugal. First division team, FC Alverca. That was announced on Saturday. New York City, they've brought in a big player in Nicolas Fernandez. He has come over from Elche in La Liga. That's a big addition for them. Kind of finally replacing maybe what Maxi Morales used to be, what Santiago Rodriguez has been for this team. New York City have been aggressive in the window. I think Columbus, that's a good move for them. I don't know how aggressive I would call it. LAFC has to be aggressive now. They have to go get a starting center back. Charlotte's been aggressive in selling a player. Do they feel like in Toklamadi that they have the striker that they need, or are they going to go spend in this window? Remember last summer, they were very aggressive trying to bring players in. They have been aggressive in bringing in Wilfred Zaha. They tried to bring in Miguel Almiron. Are they going to go be aggressive in this window? Zoran Kroneta has always tried to do that, so be on the lookout for Charlotte to be very aggressive in this summer window. Atlanta United, Chris Henderson has told us consistently, they are working on deals. They are trying to get deals done. They want to get players in, so stay tuned. Silly season. It opens here shortly. It's always ongoing, and it is very busy right now in Major League Soccer. Coming up next, as we wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer tonight, it's the 3-4-3. Three local stories, four headlines, and three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. That's all coming up next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.